where I read situations in Facebook groups for you and then make comments on them that may or may not be politically correct or correct at all, just based on my experience and knowledge of relationships. So today, I have a good one for you. It says, "All right, ladies, I'm in need of some advice. My boyfriend of almost a year has cheated on me now twice. He says he doesn't know why he can't stop, but he says he always feels like crap every time he did. It was nothing physical, just sexting another woman. The last time I found out, he claims he wants to change, but doesn't know where to start. What do I do?" And it's like, if I, so I, every time I read these, I put myself in the writer's position. Okay, so my boyfriend just admitted to me that he was literally sexting another girl instead of me. I would be like, damn, I'm mad. Like, why aren't you sexting me? So that was kind of my first question to her. That would, if I were to be in a conversation with this person, I'd be like, so is he sexting you or no? Why aren't you guys sexting if this is something he really wants? And why don't you just do something where you like pretend to be another woman sexting so he gets that thrill of it? And why does he even need have the need to, like, it could be a kinky thing, I get it, but why doesn't he want to do it with you? Why is he not doing it with you? Why does your man not want to sext you? And then when he confronts he wants to change and then he starts doing it again, like, what else is he lying about? Like, I just, like, and then there's this comment in here. It says, "Yes, he made a mistake, but that doesn't mean I should throw in the towel. This man saved me from an abusive relationship. He's put up with the nightmares of my past, the terrifying phone calls my ex would make, the jerking at sudden movements. Rome wasn't built in a day. He has agreed to therapy with me, and we'll try to work on a relationship." So that's great. If he's willing to go and like see a therapist, but again, it's like there's so many men in the world, and it's so great that he was able to be that knight in shining armor, but that, like, I guess this goes back to, if he's sexting someone, is that cheating for you? If he's watching porn, is that cheating for you? Because I remember I was having a conversation with a friend of mine many years ago, and she was like in her late 50s, early 60s, and she was talking about how her husband would cheat on her. And then I was like, oh, but you stayed with him for a long time. And she's like, yeah, he had a porn addiction. And to me, that was cheating. And then I had to sit with myself and be like, well, is a porn addiction, is looking at porn actually cheating? And for some people, it's like we've kind of gone, you know, this direction of like, oh no, porn's not a big deal. He's like literally looking at other naked women having sex. Like, as I've gone, when I was younger in my 20s, I'd be like, yeah, no problem. Like, porn is porn. Let's watch it together, whatever. But now that I've gotten older and I want like a deep, committed, like healthy relationship, I start to question these things. And it's really shocking for me because I used to be so down to earth and stuff. And now it's like, well, are we watching porn together? Is this something that I get pleasure from? Or am I actually okay with him, like getting off to other women's bodies? Like, is that, and sexualizing other women? Like, is that actually okay? Is that, like, you know, like, you really have to ask yourself that. And so when you have this question of, like, he's actually having sexual conversations via text with other women, but not yes or no with you, like, I would feel like that would be a form of emotionally cheating. And it's a fine line between that and, like, another commenter on this question, this post said, you know, what if one of these people said, let's meet up? Would he meet up? Would he take it another step further? Or would he be like, you know, where I'm married? Like, how much trust is there around this? And that's really where it comes down to, because coming from poly and kinky relationships, there has to be a tremendous amount of trust and a really deep love there where you're like, okay, I realize this is something you really enjoy. can we try it where it's just the two of us? And then if it's still not like fulfilling enough for you, can we explore why, you know, really like get into why you feel like you need this from other, this validation and adventure from other women that I can't provide you. And I'm all for people like stepping into the kink world and, you know, trying poly and whatever. But again, as someone who's tried it before, I feel like many of the people that are poly are in relationships, and this is a majority of them. There's a minority that it actually works for and it's healthy. The majority of people are just settled into relationships that aren't ideal for them. And then they're seeking the holes from other, the holes in the relationship, you know, to fill the holes in the relationship with other people. Haha, holes. Instead of actually waiting for the person that is going to be aligned with them and aligned with their soul on that deeper level. Just my, and I even heard a podcast recently where someone said that, you know, they were like, oh, well, the majority of people settle into safe relationships, and then that's why they end up cheating or looking outside the relationship for validation because they didn't wait for the right person to come along. So I want to know, is sexting cheating? If you're listening to this on Spotify, there's a poll that you could answer because I would love to know. So I will talk to you next time.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.